The core event is the divine instruction for constructing the tabernacle and its furnishings, and for creating the sacred garments for the priesthood, establishing a portable sanctuary for worship during Israel's wilderness journey. The main characters are the Lord, who gives the commands, they receives them for the skilled workers, and Aaron and his sons, who are appointed as priests. The context is Israel's encampment at Mount Sinai following the exodus from Egypt. The Lord instructs Moses on the precise construction of the tabernacle, specifying materials and dimensions for its curtains, frames, coverings, and courtyard. Detailed commands are given for the altar, lampstand, and the interior arrangement, including a curtain to separate the holy place from the most holy place where the ark resides. Subsequently, the Lord commands the creation of sacred garments for Aaron and his sons to consecrate them as priests, wearing an ephod with onyx stones engraved with tribal names, breastpiece with 12 precious stones and the Urim and Thummim for decisions, robe with bells and pomegranates, and a turban with a gold plate inscribed Holy to the Lord. New Testament passage in Hebrews presents Jesus as a high priest who serves in the true heavenly sanctuary, stating that the earthly tabernacle built by Moses was a copy and shadow of this heavenly pattern, which Moses was warned to follow precisely. Nay, this sequence establishes the physical and ceremonial system for God's dwelling among his people, with the priesthood mediating through sacrifice and intercession. The trajectory moves from these detailed earthly preparations to their New Testament identification as a shadow pointing to a greater heavenly reality fulfilled in Christ's priestly ministry. Positions the tabernacle instructions as a foundational part of the covenant law given at Sinai, creating the prototype for Israel's worship until the establishment of the temple.